Welcome to PIMCO Pod. In this episode, we discuss how oil sends a warning, risk assets shrug, and rates markets price in a more cautious distribution of outcomes. Stay tuned after the conclusion of the podcast for additional important information. Making Sense of a Cross-Asset Disconnect by Lotfi Karoui. The Iran conflict has entered its third month and markets have settled into a two steps forward, one step back rhythm. Since mid-April, oil prices have been grinding higher again. Spot West Texas Intermediate, WTI, is back to hovering around $105 a barrel, and the December WTI futures contract is only a hair below its early April peak at around $82 a barrel as of this writing. Cumulative changes in six-month crude futures across the three major oil supply shocks of the past four decades, the 1990 Gulf War, the 2022 Russia-Ukraine conflict, and the current Middle East War. Even after the relief rally following the U.S.-Iran ceasefire announcement, the current path for six-month futures, while less abrupt than in the immediate aftermath of the first Gulf War, has been more aggressive than the post-Russia invasion trajectory in 2022. Despite the decidedly negative signal from the oil market, risk assets continue to shrug off the potential hit to activity from higher energy prices, leaning into the view that, absent a sharp oil spike and the associated need for demand destruction, the economy can likely muddle through. Rates markets, however, continue to price a more cautious distribution of outcomes. Much of the post-conflict premium remains visible in the front end and belly of the rates curve. The cross-asset divergence is also unusual by historical standards. 10-year U.S. Treasury yields have followed a broadly similar pattern to those prior episodes. One important nuance, however, is that when the first Gulf War began, the U.S. Federal Reserve was already in the midst of an interest rate cutting cycle, which clearly supported the subsequent move lower in yields. That divergence suggests markets are treating the most likely outcome as a mild stagflationary shock, enough to constrain central banks, but not enough to pose more serious long-term risks. Put another way, risk assets appear to be more willing to look through a period of potentially softer growth, higher inflation, and constrained monetary policy, while rates can't. Markets are usually right in sniffing out inflection points, but not always. The key question is how the tail scenarios evolve around that baseline. One tail is an inflation reacceleration that forces a materially more hawkish monetary policy response, a 2022-style double whammy of higher yields and weaker risk assets. The other is a negative growth shock. If higher oil prices persist, they could begin to choke activity, pulling both yields and risk assets lower. For now, the balance of risks looks skewed toward the latter. Compared with 2022, today's starting point is different. The labor market is more balanced, yields are higher, and aggregate demand is softer. For details, read our latest cyclical outlook, layered uncertainty, conflict, credit stress, and AI. Putting the current yield support in context. While yields are at the high end of their recent range, they remain below their 2023 to 2024 highs, an observation sometimes used to argue.
请关注公众号,思维纪要社,更多纪要请加V. CN2021-0130
argue that high-quality public fixed income is less attractive today. That comparison is misleading because policy rates have moved lower since then. A more relevant lens is relative value versus cash and versus equities and what that implies for the role of bonds in a multi-asset portfolio. On both fronts, the case for fixed income looks stronger today. Against cash, the shift is particularly notable. The share of bonds in the U.S. and Europe that yield at least 25 basis points, BPS, more than cash is now close to 100%, a sharp improvement from 2023 when roughly 80% of the Bloomberg U.S. aggregate Ag Index yielded less than cash plus 25 basis points. The comparison versus equities is similarly compelling. The yield on the U.S. Ag Index continues to exceed the earnings yield of the S&P 500, a crossover not seen since the early 2000s. Stepping back, this reset in yields versus cash also improves the value proposition of bonds in a multi-asset portfolio, particularly because the trade-off between upside inflation surprises and downside growth surprises appears more balanced today than it did in 2023. Thank you for listening. That was Making Sense of a Cross-Asset Disconnect For future insights, please follow us on your favorite podcast platform. This episode uses an AI-generated voice. The discussion and content provided within this podcast is intended for informational purposes only and may not be appropriate for all investors. Reliance upon information provided in a podcast is at the sole responsibility of the listener. The information included herein is not based on any particularized financial situation or need and is not intended to be and should not be construed as a forecast, research, investment advice, or a recommendation for any specific PIMCO or other security, strategy, product, or service. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Investors should speak to their financial advisors regarding the investment mix that may be right for them based on their financial situation and investment objective. Podcasts may involve discussions with non-PIMCO personnel, and such content contain the current opinions of the speaker, but not necessarily those of PIMCO. Other podcasts may consist of audio recording of an existing PIMCO article, and such material contains the current opinions of the manager. The opinions expressed in all podcasts are subject to change without notice. Information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but not guaranteed. PIMCO, as a general matter, provides services to qualified institutions, financial intermediaries, and institutional investors. This is not an offer to any person in any jurisdiction where unlawful or unauthorized. For additional important information, go to www.pimco.com/gbl/en/general/legal-pages/podcast-disclosures.